Yo, 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 what's happening? E-Money back up in here for the E-Cast. Just want to hit on something real quick about this draft, the NFL draft that just happened and concluded. Want to say that I believe Cleveland is the main team I want to really talk about here. Cleveland has to be the most insane team that I've ever seen in my life. For them to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result, is the pure definition of insanity. Why are you drafting Baker Mayfield when you've already traded for Tyrod Taylor? Not to say that Tyrod Taylor is your complete answer, and not to even say that Tyrod Taylor is just gonna kill it out there on the field, but you don't know what Baker Mayfield is gonna do in the NFL. Yet you've seen what Tyrod Taylor can do in the NFL, and he's been, I mean, decent. I mean, he played pretty good in the playoffs last season. But for Saquon Barkley to be right there for the taking, and you don't take him after you've, and I'll say it again, traded for Tyrod Taylor in the offseason, and then you go and pick a cornerback with your fourth pick? Like, come on. Like, I understand you're trying to, you know, kind of shore up your defense a little bit after you just made this supposedly huge offensive pickup in Baker Manziel. I said that on purpose. But you have to go for Saquon Barkley at one, then get Chubb at four. That was the only way you were going to have a successful draft. Now, you're pretty much in the predicament of winning maybe two games, three games at the most, when you really, Hugh Jackson, needed to win five or six games in order to make sure that your job was safe. And I believe spending your first and fourth pick on Saquon and then Chubb, I think that would have gotten you at least 5 to 7 wins next season. But what can you do about insanity, man? It just irritates to see these teams in the NFL continue to make these mistakes. And it makes you wonder, are they really smarter than the people who just look at football and know football because they've played football? Like, are these front office people smarter than us? Just something to think about.